Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to She Thrives, your daily dose of motivation and self-love. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with grace, confidence, and a whole lot of self-care. Now, let's talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, prioritizing self-care. Because honestly, in the whirlwind of deadlines, social commitments, and trying to juggle it all, self-care can easily become an afterthought, right? But trust me, it shouldn't be. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run your car on empty, would you? So why treat your mind and body any differently? So how do we make self-care a priority and actually stick with it? Because let's be real, good intentions sometimes go out the window faster than you can say Netflix and chill. Well, I'm here to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you turn self-care from a sporadic thought into a sustainable habit. First things first. Define what self-care means to you. It's not one size fits all. For some, it might be a long bubble bath with a good book, while for others, it could be going for a hike or even just taking a few minutes to meditate. Don't fall into the trap of comparing your self-care routine to someone else's. It's about what nourishes your soul and helps you recharge. Second, make it small and manageable. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with tiny, achievable steps. Maybe it's 5 minutes of mindful breathing each morning or taking a 15-minute walk during your lunch break. These little things add up over time and make a big difference. Remember, consistency trumps intensity every single time. Third, schedule it in. I know, another thing to add to your already overflowing calendar. But hear me out. Treat self-care like any other important appointment. Put it in your planner, set reminders, and honor that commitment. It shows you prioritize your well-being just as much as anything else. Now get creative and have fun with it. Self-care shouldn't feel like a chore. Experiment with different activities until you find what truly brings you joy. Listen to your favorite podcast while you walk, paint something beautiful, learn a new dance move, whatever sparks your passion. Make it enjoyable, make it personal, and make it yours. And lastly, be kind to yourself. There will be days when life gets in the way and you miss your self-care routine. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just gently acknowledge it, forgive yourself, and get back on track tomorrow. Remember, this is a journey, not a race. Okay, let me give you a quick example to illustrate all of this. Imagine you have a big presentation at work coming up. You're feeling the pressure, the stress is mounting, and you're barely sleeping. What do you do? You push yourself harder, sacrifice your meals, and completely neglect your well-being. Nope. That's a recipe for burnout. Instead, you carve out time for self-care. Maybe you take a walk in nature to clear your head, practice some deep breathing exercises, or listen to some calming music. These small acts of self-love help you manage the stress, stay focused, and deliver an amazing presentation. See what I mean? Self-care isn't just about feeling good, it's about being your best self, both personally and professionally. So remember those 5 key takeaways. Define your own self-care, start small, schedule it in, have fun with it, and be kind to yourself. These simple steps can make a world of difference in your overall well-being. Now go out there and prioritize you. You deserve it. Remember, beautiful souls, you are capable of incredible things. Never forget your worth. Share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to put themselves first. Leave a review if you enjoyed the chat, and join me tomorrow for another dose of motivation and self-love. See ya.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.